What the Quran does not have in it? Everything that we discuss we get in the Quran. Sorry. The answer is always there, so much also. Alhamdulillah, we complete the Surah Baqarah, which is the longest Surah. And that person who reads Surah Baqarah in his house, Shaitan will not come into his house. He protected from the harm of Shaitan. Now it's left to you now how much of yaqeen you have. Today we do not have that yaqeen. You say, do this thing, yeah, read that, and nothing is happening. It's because those days they read and have yaqeen on all those things. Nowadays we read those things, don't have yaqeen at all. So what do you expect then? Like one person came to Mawlana Dawud Yaqub Manuti Rahmatullah Alayhi and said, read namaz like that. Did you try read namaz like that? Then you see whether you get that, what the feeling is. Whatever it is, whatever Nabi Khadija said, everything is true. But we, our iman is so weak that we don't have the yaqeen that whatever is a weak, that thing. And Ayatul Kursi, there is an ayat in the Quran, is actually, you know, is the most important ayat of the Quran. That person is Ayatul Kursi. Does not know, he does not realize that he will safeguard from all the harms. But he has to have the yaqeen of it. That was one. In the ayat of Quran, Sharif says, إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَيْتَةَ. Before this illness. Allah Ta'ala said, the mushrikeen had this habit of, you know, they decided to do what something halal, haram, they want to do on their own. So Allah Ta'ala made it clear that whatever Allah Ta'ala says, haram is haram. In other words, we say that a dead body you cannot eat, dead animal you cannot eat, blood you cannot have, you cannot. Likewise, swine. Those things you cannot eat, which Allah made haram, they have no right to make it halal haram. The mushrikeen at that time, they should make things halal and for the benefit of themselves, but Allah can make clear that what I say is halal. But under circumstances, sometimes it so happens that a person is in a position where he has got nothing in his life at all, and his life and he can pass away. On that occasion, Allah can say that he may be forced to take certain things to make it halal. For example, I tell you one time when a buzu, he told his murid that the first person you see in the morning, you give him money. When he got up in the morning, now because the sheikh told him that was the first person he see, was give money to. He got up, he saw a man well dressed. So he thought to himself, now what must I do? I've been told to give, I have to give it. So he gave him the money. But then he got curious, now let me see what this man, why I gave him the money, but why he got so nice clothing, well dressed and all, what happened, let me follow him. So when he followed him, while he's walking from his pocket, he took out something, and they came to a land where they're full of dirt, and he threw that thing from his pocket to the dirt, and the thing went, and threw it in the dirt. He realized he saw a dead bird, which he took out from his pocket, and put it. Then he became more curious and listened, what is this now? So he followed him more. So when he followed him thereafter, and he came to a house, and then he sees him knocking at the door, he said, today Allah has given me money, halal money won't eat with. Halal money. And he went inside the house, and then he came out again and went to buy the food. Now he said, children, we're going to have food today. Look at it, what was it? And then when the person asked him questions now, gave the money, he said, I want to ask you. You know, I saw you doing this thing here, this action of throwing away from their pocket. He said, for 3 days we had no food. Nothing we had. But look at it, that he did not wear any kind of clothing to show any people that he went through difficulties. Some people do not show their hand, do not stretch their hand when he wants the right thing to do. They only turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we made sure that what happened now is it came to an end the way he had to take that dead bird to eat at home. But look how Allah Ta'ala made ways for him, that someone gave him the money, that he threw that bird away and he made halal food. So a person, Allah forbid, Allah must not put anyone in that position. He goes through that difficulty of that kind where he has been forced to eat those kind of things, where he has to eat those things. So they say that, and when you're eating that thing too, because of force, you won't eat it with happiness, not enjoying it. It's just because it became halal for you for that occasion, but you're not happy about it. This was it. Secondly, really this man, well-dressed, come to realize, do not look at anyone, you don't know who he is. You do not know who that person is. You may be thinking that person anyone, do not judge that person in any kind. That's number one. Then number two is this, what Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, today they shall turn unto one who drew up from you. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that, you know what, the few things that what we have to do, one is being Iman, Allah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Farishtas at the day of Qiyamah. That one thing you must have always, our Iman must be there. Secondly, very important, this must have money to fulfill your zakat. No matter what it is, do not forget to fulfill your zakat. Many people today are not giving the zakat, they do not know how much of harm is causing them. Third is, you must establish salah all the time. No matter what it is, fourth is this month as far as possible, that when you give anything, you must give for love of Allah Ta'ala. You must give for love of the needy. When you give anyone for the needy, you give for love of Allah Ta'ala. That person who gives for love of Allah Ta'ala, then even he gives to his own enemy too. Because he's not giving for the sake of his loves. He gives for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So if he knows that enemy is in need of it too, at that time he gives happily. Likewise, today you see so many people are giving a lot of donations everywhere else. But because they have some misunderstanding of family, they not give them. They don't realize that that's the most important to give. But if you do it for the love of Allah Ta'ala, then you will not look at all those things, will give happily. That's why they say when a person has love for Allah Ta'ala, his heart becomes very clean. Heart becomes clean. He does not know what the meaning of malice. He does not know any meaning of grudge. He does not have any kind of those things because he has love for Allah Ta'ala. That's why they say if your heart is clean, then the love for Allah Ta'ala, then you see that Allah, you say, the Allah Ta'ala can only come into the heart of that heart which is most clean and pure. Then only Allah Ta'ala enter that. That person will do anything, even his own enemy, he make sure that he looked needy to. The third, the fourth one is this much, that in no matter what kind of difficulties you are facing, you must never any go against the command of Allah. You must be firm in fulfilling the command of Allah Ta'ala. Many people when they go through some difficulty or hardship, they forget Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In other words, your face, no matter how sick you are too, you will fulfill the command of Allah. You fulfill the command and you will complain to Allah Ta'ala at all. Today we must see many people, when they go into some hardship, they have had beautiful businesses, but when they lose their business, instead of becoming more closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, now they become completely, like whatever they are doing, they let out everything out too. So in other words, they are not supposed to do that at all. The person who had good health, that will read namaz everything, but now when you become very sick, they are up and leave namaz. In other words, in any condition Allah Ta'ala keeps you, if you high pedestal, there to remember Allah Ta'ala, the lows and lows you put you, there to remember Allah Ta'ala, in every way you not complain. There must be no complaint to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in your action that you know I'm not happy. You read the namaz too, you are happy in that condition, you are very sick, but you still read namaz, no matter whatever it is. So in other words, these few things which is wanted in the Quran, and last thing is fulfill your promise. When you promise someone something, you must fulfill it. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, this is what tonight ayat was recited to, awfu bil ahd. In other words, you fulfill everyone's command, promise. Today, who's fulfilling promises today? A man is owing money to someone, he says, come and give me my money. He's not prepared to give his money, but he goes to Umrah, he goes to Hajj. He goes through all those things, but not prepared to give the people the rights. Many people, they say, you know what, come to the masjid, I'll pay you. But he's not doing the same masjid, there's some other masjid he's gone to. He may say, he's crying, the masjid means others cry outside too. So Allah Ta'ala gave these few commands that you have to do, fulfill those commands of Allah Ta'ala. To nice with the Quran ayats where the few things which I mentioned. So many things you have to say, Hafidhu wa salat wa salat al-wusta. Allah says, fulfill, protect your salat al-wusta means salat al-asr. Salat al-asr, the most difficult namaz to look after. Why? At that time a man is so busy in his business. So busy in business, sometimes the whole day his business is so quiet. And the last little asr time now came. There at that time now, Allah says, Hafidhu wa salat al-wusta. Protect your salat. But the poor man said, my God, my last customer coming. I've got a very big fish came here now. Let me forget my salah, and he believe the customer, namaz goes away too. So Allah Ta'ala said that namaz is the most important namaz to look after. Allah Ta'ala, whatever I said, Allah Ta'ala, tawfiq nasifun, Allah, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa akhirun, wa taqeen, wa salatu, wa salamu, wa salamu. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. اللهم نسألك رضاك ورجوك ونعوذ بك من سخطك. ولا دخول والمسلمان بيت ودكك الخروج. غزاء الإبل والناس المسلمان الخروج. كامياب نسيب الخروج. Whatever difficulty is, Allah remove that difficulty. So Allah is all our sins, God of our sins, that all is happiness to us. Allah forgive us and forgive them too. And give them victory and whole world Muslims with success. The month of Ramadan, Allah make it easy for everyone. Let's say, follow your father. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.